Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm Vijay Hanson, your host. We're pleased to be joined on the telephone this morning by Congressman Tom McClintock, a Republican who represents District 4, which covers the Motherload. Congressman McClintock, next thing I want to ask you about is the economy. It seems like the stock market's kind of been going up, then it goes down. You know, what's your thoughts on how things are doing right now?
Well, long term, the administration has had enormous success in implementing policies that have produced a dramatic improvement in the economy. Earlier in this administration, we had the biggest regulatory rollback in the history of the country. Businesses relieved of billions and billions of dollars of pointless, stupid, idiotic, bureaucratic requirements. On top of that, we were able to get one of the biggest tax cuts in American history signed into law. That had such a positive impact on the economy. Our tax revenues, after we cut taxes, actually went up because the economy was expanding so quickly that we more than made up for the revenues that we lost through the tax cuts. So we're actually right now collecting a record amount of federal revenues because of the strength of the economy that was produced by the tax cuts and the regulatory rollbacks. The danger signs on the horizon are twofold. Number one, tariffs and the trade war with China. No country ever wins a trade war. All countries that participate in trade wars are hurt. Tariffs always harm the country that imposes them, because a tariff is not a tax on a foreign government or on foreign producers. It's a tax on domestic consumers, Americans. It produces two results very consistently. It makes materials more expensive, and no producer has ever been helped by scarcer materials, and it raises the price of consumer goods, and no consumer has ever been benefited by higher prices. That's what tariffs do. I think that Arthur Laffer and Larry Kudlow made a very good point in the Wall Street Journal on this a few years back when they pointed out, if we really want to harm another country without actually dropping bombs on it, what do? We impose we impose economic sanctions. What are economic sanctions? They're impediments against the country's ability to import products. What are tariffs? Tariffs are impediments against our country's ability to import products. Why would we do something to ourselves that we normally reserve for our worst enemies? Now, I understand what the president is trying to do. He's made his ultimate objective very clear: zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, zero subsidies, the very definition of free trade. And my hat's off to him on that. But using tariffs as a way to get there, I think, is very, very dangerous, very ill-advised, and is causing a lot of the disruption in the stock market. I understand he wants to pressure China, particularly on respecting intellectual property rights, but there are other ways of pressuring China other than shooting ourselves in the foot. So I'm very concerned about that. The other thing is the deficit. Remember, I mentioned we cut taxes. Our revenues actually went up. We're now collecting record revenues. The problem is the deficit continues to grow because our spending is growing three or four times faster than our revenues. That is the fundamental problem that we have not come to grips with. And now we're approaching trillion-dollar deficits, which do enormous harm, not only to the long-term economy, because that money has to be paid back, but they also do harm to the immediate economy in two ways. Number one, when the government borrows $1 trillion, and think of that as $8,000 from your family, because that's what it amounts to, and you will be required to pay that back through future taxes. When it runs up $1 trillion of debt or of deficit, it's borrowing that $1 trillion from the same capital market that would otherwise be lending to businesses seeking to expand, to consumers seeking to make consumer purchases. Well, that money is no longer there to loan to expand the economy because government has consumed it. In the meantime, we have to pay interest on that debt. And the interest on the $23 trillion of debt that we have now accumulated amounts to $400 billion a year. Now, let me put that in perspective. Our entire defense spending, after all the massive increases in military spending over the last couple of years, is $700 billion. $400 billion is accomplishing nothing more than simply renting money we've already spent. And if markets begin to doubt the willingness of the Congress to grapple with the deficit and begin to doubt the ability of the federal government to repay its loans on time and in full. Then we could end up with a debt spiral in which slowly increasing bond rates create massive increases in our principal. A 1% increase in interest charged to the federal government for the borrowing that we're doing, 1% increase amounts to $200 billion a year in additional interest payments when that churns through our debt, which means that if interest rates were to go up 2% from their historic lows, we would be paying more just to service interest costs on the national debt than we are to defend our country. That's absolutely unsustainable. So those are the two threats out there, and particularly the most immediate one is the tariffs and the trade war. That's causing the volatility in the stock market. That's causing investors to pull back. That could be very dangerous. The president did back off, at least postponed the increase in tariffs on products coming from China. That's a start, but I wish he would just drop this whole approach. Again, there are other ways to diplomatically pressure China rather than harming our own economy. And he's had such enormous success in reviving our economy. Let me give you the figures. We've seen 2.8% annual economic growth under this administration. Under Obama, we saw 1.7. So we're seeing almost twice the rate of economic growth under Trump that we saw under Obama. And by the way, European Union, they're at about 1.5%. European Union practiced the same high taxes and heavy regulations that the Obama administration did. Not coincidentally, they were both at about 1.5 to 1.7% annual growth. Trump rolled back the taxes, rolled back the regulations, and we've got nearly twice that economic growth. That's the success he's had, and I'd hate to see him sabotage it with Peter Navarro's idiotic economic policies on tariffs and trade.
You know, on the issue of the deficit, do you feel that many of your colleagues in Congress share those same concerns that you just voiced?
About a third of them do, but they're and about a third of them actually, I'd say this, about a third of them actually are deeply concerned or are willing to take action. About a third couldn't care less. And I have to say that's mainly on the Democratic side, but also enough Republicans so that we couldn't make a lot of progress when we had the majority. And then there's a group in the middle that understands the problem, but is unwilling to act. And to me, those are the folks that bear the greatest culpability because they do understand the threat, but they're not willing to take the actions because they're hard actions to take. You've got to cut spending. As I said, if you want to know everything there is to know about the federal budget, you need to know three numbers, 21, 32, 38. 21% is the increase of inflation and population over the last 10 years. 32, after all of the tax cuts, 32% is the increase in revenue. So our revenues are growing much faster than inflation and population combined. What's killing us is that third number, 38%. That's the increase in spending in the same period. It's the spending stupid, to borrow from the old Bill Clinton campaign line. That's what we've got to bring under control. That requires some very hard and politically unpopular decisions. It's always popular to say yes to people, never popular to say no. But if we don't start saying no to a lot of this ridiculous spending, we will end up having markets step in and impose much harsher discipline on the federal government. And that's called a sovereign debt crisis. And if you want to know what that looks like, Puerto Rico's going through that right now. They've lost access to the credit market because of exactly the same policies, reckless fiscal policies that we're practicing at the federal level. They can no longer borrow funds, and that's made it very, very difficult for them to recover from the hurricanes that struck that island, 3 years ago now?
Right. So we need to take one more quick break. We've been talking with Congressman Tom McClintock on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment with the congressman coming up in just a minute.